because you can handle the truth.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Truth is now, on talk radio. I'm sorry, it's second hour of the National Intel Report here. It's Friday, it's the 12th of October, 2007. Okay. I got to do that. Excuse me. I've got to do that because, well, there's many different reasons, one of which it's easy to identify. When we make copies of programs and send them out, we know exactly what date it is. And another is that we keep a backup of a backup of a backup here, just in case the Fed ever comes after yours truly, and they will not be able to wordsmith or word twist anything that I have supposedly said that will be transcribed immediately and provided. And that's another one of the reasons, but there are many. At any rate, the bankers are in the process of accumulating the wealth of the world. Now, very few privately owned assets can be termed real wealth. And I'm going to go Holly Bibble on you for a second here. According to Scripture, God made Abraham very wealthy, giving him land, cattle, silver, and gold. You want to look that up for you Bible people out there? Fine. 24:35, Genesis 24:35. 4,000 years later, wealth continues to be land, cattle, silver, and gold. Now, I don't know where the world deposits of gold are stored, but I'm sure the bankers have them in their control. That only leaves land and cattle, which I believe would be next on the list. Genesis 47 describes how Joseph had storehouses full of grain to feed the people, but he didn't have a welfare program. Now, during the first year of the famine, Joseph took all the money the people had for only 1 year's supply of grain. The second year, he took all their cattle for another year's supply of grain. The next year, they said, "We have nothing left but our bodies and our land. Buy us and our land in exchange for food. And when we and our land will be servants to the Pharaoh." You see how this is working out, folks? They think of themselves as being gods. And for right now, they are. But that's temporary. Because the world is waking up to the globalist plans. We've repeatedly said, it's just not a quest for power and money. It is for control, of which the aforementioned are giving them. But they're forgetting one thing. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Now they're going to try to use the politicians, they're going to try to use the courts to accomplish this. Don't think it's going to happen. Like I said, we can clear out a lot of prison space for these clowns. And I don't give a hoot and a holler whether they knowingly or unknowingly. Unknowingly, okay, you just get a nice stiff prison sentence for being stupid and raising your hand to defend and protect. And you did neither. You've sold and vanquished. But that's if you didn't know part of the agenda. You just get a long prison term. James Madison made the statement concerning how our people could lose our freedom by gradual and silent encroachment of those in power. Is it possible that those in power today are gradually and silently in the process of removing the people to the cities to make slaves of them? Federalizing our land and our cattle would certainly be a step in that direction. Does this bring this into a little sharper focus for you?
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Agency known to man, and it's subtitled The Spiritual Economics Book on Dollars and Remembering Who You Are. Well, in the first section of this, she goes into the credit card people. Yeah, that's right. The people that don't loan anything, they just give you credit. She says, a woman rang me requesting a session. I don't know exactly what this is in reference to, but during the phone call, she said her anxiety was that the IRS had been confiscating her husband's veteran benefits to settle her debt with them. All I could tell her from my years of studying money, taxes, etc., was, you know, there's no law compelling you to pay in your income tax. Well, she did know. And this woman, this Croft woman, she was delighted. I also told her, if it makes you feel any better, you're not alone. The credit card banks think I owe them $40,000. I know that I don't really owe them, but I don't know how to prove it. Lo and behold, she said, you just send the letters. Croft says, I leapt from my chair. My prayer had indeed been answered. Ask and ye shall receive. Then she proceeded a series of letters, the drift of which was to request the bank to provide me with three things. validation of the debt. That's the actual accounting. Verification of their claim against me, being a sworn affidavit or even just a signed invoice, and a copy of the contract binding both parties. I was to write, as soon as I received these documents, that I would be happy to pay my financial obligations I might lawfully owe. Now, the banks, here's the deal. The banks can't validate the debt because they never sustained a loss. They can't verify any claim against me because I am not the name they are billing. They can't produce a copy of the contract because one doesn't exist. What exists is an unenforceable unilateral contract. What the banks refer to as a contract with us is not a valid bilateral agreement, since the four requirements of lawful binding contract were never met on the credit card application. Namely, full disclosure, we are not told that we are creating the credit with our own signature. You're never told that. Equal consideration, they bring nothing to the table, hence they have nothing to lose. Lawful terms and conditions, they are based upon fraud. And signatures of the parties, corporations can't sign because they have no right to contract, as they are legal fictions. Credit cards are win-win for the banks and lose-lose for everybody else. It's the slickest con game on the planet. Now, do you understand, folks, why they create this corporate fiction for you? Because only corporations can deal with corporations. They can't deal with sovereign individuals. They got to create a fiction, so they make you a corporate entity, hence your name in all caps. A lot of people thought that was a lot of brouhaha, but you better study contract law. It's not a bunch of brouhaha. So who loses in this game? Well, the banks don't lose because they didn't put anything on the table for you to borrow. They just issued you credit. The person that sold the goods or the services, they're paid, they got theirs, and they keep in this perpetual state of serfdom or usury. On today's program of cash flow, which, folks, if you haven't listened to this, this thing's going nationwide, and this is a backdoor approach to teach people about credit card fraud and the banking fraud, the fiat money system, of which is strangling the very life out of this country. Earlier today, we got a call from some guy in L.A., and he's in the entertainment business, an actor and all that other stuff. The guy went on a 30-day vacation, and he's no schlup. He went on a 30-day vacation. He had missed paying one of his credit card payments, monthly payment. Like I said, the guy's not a schlup. He gets back only to discover that he's got a letter waiting for him. And the issuing credit card bank said, "Hey, we're sorry to do this to you, but you missed a payment. You only have to miss a payment by 1 minute, folks, okay? Just mere seconds." And they told him that, well, we're upping your rate on your credit card. Now, keep in mind, this is the only payment the guy ever missed. He had three major credit cards. Well, they took him from 7.5% on his credit card to 29%. Now, the other credit cards were through different institutions, but guess what happened as well? He got thrown in that 29% hopper as well on his other two credit card accounts. Now, what do you think happened to that guy's credit rating? It just went down the old tube. And I asked him today, I said, "Look," I said, "you know the reason why they did this, don't you? Is because they want cash and they want it now. Because they have your records, they know what you own, they know what you have. And what you're going to do, instead of paying that 29% interest on the balance of your credit cards, what you're probably going to do is scare up the 10 grand, pay all the credit cards off, right?" And he goes, "Well, that's what I was thinking." I said, "Here's another approach. Stick it in their ear." Because the guy was madder than a wet hornet. And I said, this is what you do. You dump the credit card debt entirely. 10 grand ain't going to kill these people. It's not even a blip on their radar screen. It's probably not even worth the ink in a ledger entry someplace as default. I said, but what you do is you stuff these credit cards back where the sun doesn't shine and stick them with the $10,000. You're really not sticking them because, as I said earlier, they put nothing on the table to begin with. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. Gary? Not there? Do you have the pot pushed up? Gary? Gary, you there? Gary? Okay, Gary's not there. David in Austin. Hello, David. David?
Hey.
Yes?
Hi, this is David, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Hi.
Yeah. Tough. It's a tough show today. You know, there's no right answer. We have, as individual consumers, we've gone that same pathway that our government's gone down. It's like spend, spend, spend. We don't care whose money we're spending or how much we spend ourselves or our nation into debt. You know, my theory is there's nothing left at Fort Knox. There's nothing left to pay off our federal debt with, except for, as you mentioned earlier, ourselves and our land.
That's it.
So that's the only thing left.
That's it.
So there really truly is nothing else to pay off these, you know, you were saying earlier, $100 trillion, it's probably is very close to $100 trillion if you use, you know, the actuarial accounting that you should be using rather than the cash-based accounting that the Congress tells us.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But, yeah, at what point is, I guess my... We can all individually rebel in our own way, but I think the freedom movement is going to need some sort of spark, some sort of catalyst event for things to change.
How about that they find out, and many people have run the gamut, David, and I'm throwing this out there for people's consideration. We can talk about a lot of different subjects. We can talk about the USS Liberty. We can talk about 9/11. We can talk about JFK. We can talk about a lot of different issues, but what is the one issue that affects every man, woman, and child, every business, every concern, everything in this country? Money.
Money and debt.
Money and debt. And what is happening right now, and this is something everybody can understand because this is apolitical. You know, this isn't left, this isn't right. This is constitutional and law. And it breaks those barriers of people that have this penchant for hanging their hopes on a political party or an individual. That somehow that some brainiac of a politician is going to make something better and people are going to run out to the polls and vote for that guy and then hold their breath that things are going to get better. Well, the news is nothing is going to get better because that politician doesn't have any more power to change anything than the man in the moon. What we can do with this, and I don't see where it'd be illegal, because we use their fiat currency system inside this country. So why don't we do what John F. Kennedy did, and print United States notes? Well, you don't even have to do that. Just create an entity that produces money of its own, and write out a big fat check for $100 trillion and send it to the banks. Say there you go, you're paid in full. What are they going to do?
Well, I mean, we're going to get like Germany was in the 1930s, Argentina was. I mean, we're going to have to start writing off our debts to other nations. You know, China holds what, $1.3 trillion of our treasuries?
Probably closer to $2 trillion, and they use that as leverage against us.
Oh, of course. Not a shot fired, and they control us. I mean, they control our ports. You know, we're going to sell out. Dubai Ports World was going to sell out. You know, we're selling out our infrastructure, selling out our public land, selling out our highway.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Cuban operation. It just wasn't the bank, or I'm sorry, the banked back gambling establishments that the mafia and their friends had in Cuba. It was the fact that this guy had the audacity to order the Treasury to print United States notes and those to be loaned into circulation at zero interest. That's why John F. Kennedy got whacked. You know, a lot of people are still stuck on the grassy knoll here. You know, was Lee Harvey Oswald with a Carcano rifle, was he able to get off that many shots? It's still the lone assassin, folks. Forget the theater. Look at the reason why the guy's gone. He smacked these bankers right dead between the eyes. So what I'm saying here is, David, that they may not like this, the international banksters may not like this, but we just create another entity that issues paper. Tell them, hey, here you go. We've just settled our debt. You're paid in full. Bye-bye.
Right. My concern is that the our glorious, illustrious leaders are certainly not going to do that. They're puppets of the globalists.
Uh-huh.
So until we have an uprising, the pitchfork grabbing going on from an individualist, catalyze us all as individuals to take our country back.
Do you think, David, it's going to be 9/11? Do you think that it's going to be any other subject that has been talked about and mentioned? I say that it is the money.
Yeah, well, you start coming for people's houses, they're going to get a little irritated.
Yep.
Start coming for people's, you know, put them in bread lines, people are going to get a little irritated. But they may not have a whole lot to, you know, the government controls the food. Then, you know, they got you by the short hairs.
Well,
yeah, I see one of two things happening. Either a catalyzing event gets the patriot community together, all together, or, you know, we all pack up and go somewhere else because this country is going to be dead.
Well,
you know, that fence along the border is probably to keep us in. It's not to keep the Mexicans out.
And,
we're going to be leaving in droves.
Yeah. Well, and but excuse me, David, where is there to go?
I that's my biggest question. Where does one go? I haven't got a good answer yet.
I got one for you. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm staying right here. This is my country.
Right.
Now, I cannot produce title or deed that I own this country. But by mere fact that I was born into this country, that I am an American by birth, that this is my country that they're trying to hijack, I am going to defend it. I'm not going to be holding a rifle, digging in some sand dune, or marching around in caves looking for this vaunted LCIADA, this boogeyman that they created to suck everybody's attention away from the real issues that are going on inside this country. I still consider that the major, the Mac Daddy of all wag the dog scenarios.
But then they let the currency fall. If you've ever looked at any graph of any commodity, go look at the dollar index, the U.S. dollar index, and they're having to put little post-it notes on the bottom right corner because it's fallen off the map. And now they're going to, you know, the whole Amero, let's bring in the Amero to save the dollar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, until there is a substantial uprising, you know, the sheep will continue to follow.
Well, I'll tell you what, Hollywood is on fire right now about the credit card issue, and they're finding out beyond that, they're finding about the banking scams. And heretofore, that a lot of people, per se, were in the bankers' pockets out in Hollywood, there's a quiet rebellion going on out there. Because the silver screen individuals and anybody connected with that, they've walked out of their silver screen fantasy, and they're in the real world because they're being affected just like everybody else is. And as this draws down, I mean, notice what Bernanke did. Okay, we lower the rate from 5.25 to 4.75. 4.75, that's the interest rate. That's the prime lending interest rate. What that did was not benefit anybody out here because the banks aren't making any loans anyhow on homes or anything else. They're holding on to their money because they don't know how many books are cooked and who's holding them and how it's going to affect. So they put a freeze on all loaning to begin with. But then Bernanke is going to probably turn around and by the end of the year reduce it another 50 basis points, probably bring it down to around 4.25, which is going to bring on hyperinflation, which is going to devalue the dollar even more against foreign currencies, which is going to allow the foreigners in droves to come in and buy more stuff up that we used to own. It's a setup.
For cheap, too. They
yeah.
Buy it for cheap.
Hey.
But as long as the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,000 or 15,000, we're okay, right?
Oh, but they've changed.
They're just not going to buy anything anymore.
David, they've changed their tune on this. Now they're saying, oh, well, it's global now. The reason why the stock market's doing so well is because all these companies are just transnational and they're interconnected, and it's the global economy that's going to save us now.
Mm.
Yeah. If you're buying that, I got a bridge up in Minnesota, I'll sell you. Uh-huh.
Oh, perfect.
I'm telling you, but again, I will say this, David, possession is 9/10 of the law. Let them come and try to take it. But I'll tell you what I said earlier, there is no other...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Children are nothing but adults in training, folks. They're going to grow up one day, just like you and I did. And it's hard to believe looking at some of these people, these these people I see around me, it's hard to think that they ever were once kids. But on the issue of the 16th Amendment that was put in place for surety for the money that they knew the government was going to borrow, as I've said before, walk into a bank, try to make a home loan or car loan, and they're going to ask you what your credit rating is, how much money do you got, and you got to basically prove that you don't need their money to get their money. But with the federal government that has spent us $100 trillion in a hole, now if that entire note was called due now, it wouldn't be $100 trillion. I think Ron Paul is correct in his assessment that it would be $60 trillion, and he's counting the past debt and the current debt. But the future obligations of the United States government puts it up probably well over $100 trillion. But imagine this, that you allow a private monopoly to move in to control everything inside your country. Because everybody deals with the exchange of money. Everybody does it. So these guys were pretty slick. Said, okay, well, you need a heavy progress. I mean, I'm sorry, you need an income tax. You know, you got to find a way to make us assured that you're going to live up to your obligations. Well, that's all fine and dandy for a while. Until such time that maybe the banks call the note due and say, hey, we want our money. You people are irresponsible. You've got irrational exuberance in your blood. You're just going too hog wild here. Now does it begin to come into a clearer focus here as to why the IRS, the Department of Justice, the federal marshals are all huffing and puffing trying to blow your house down? Because 60 million Americans didn't file last year, folks. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. But they still managed to collect $1.2 trillion through the IRS last year. But what if more people found out that the IRS itself was a fraud? Oh, there'd be more and more people that wouldn't be paying that infernal revenue service your, how do they say it? Your fair share. So banking practices, fractionalized reserve banking, credit card fraud, the IRS, I think that that's what we should be centering on right now. I mean, all the other stuff, it's highly entertaining, and it's very gripping. It's a lot of it's tragic. But let's get to the core of this problem. There's an unholy triad going on right there. You've got the people that are interested in selling you down the river. They're in the government. You got the international banksters standing there. And then you've got what they feed. It's the international corporations. And most of the stock in these corporations are owned by the banks anyhow. So if you take the international bankster out of the equation, what happens to the other two? Well, it would force government to be a little bit more fiscally responsible, I would say, seeing as how they don't have an open-ended account that they can borrow whatever they want when they want to borrow it. Can you imagine this, folks? Your local bank, say that they had $100 million in receipt, and then they loan $1 trillion out. What do you think would happen? Oh, we saw shades of it in England. People got a little snaky here. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to get on to the bank and I'm going to withdraw my funds. Oh, Northern Rock says, hey, you folks don't worry. No problem. We've got your money. We've got billions on reserve here. Really? Then why did they have to go to the Bank of England for assurances? And then Bank of England was backed by the government to say, hey, everything's okay here. It's the same damn thing that they worried about in 1929. It's the same damn thing that they worried about in 1999, December of 1999, that people were a little unsure.
I'll be given the grace of God to be able to look up and tell the world that's persecuting and killing me, I see Jesus. You know, I mean, it's a time coming, guys, when we're going to have to get real. We're going to have to know who we believe and why we believe him, and actually look at this book and know that God says, let God be true and every man a liar. We need to trust him and not believe any man for the sake of him being our pastor or our father or our brother or some great minister. You know, we can use what they give to us and teach us as long as it lines up with God's word, and we're trusting what the word says and not what the man says. We're sinful people. We fail daily. Anyway, what I wanted to get on to...
You know, John, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to get on to with regards to the book of Daniel, you know, I believe personally that after Daniel received the vision and the understanding, that it was sealed for a time, that it was not going to be understood until a certain time had gone by, till the need arose. And I believe that right now the book of Daniel, as well as the book of Joel, is being revealed to people, not just in the U.S., where we've had Christianity since the foundation of this nation, doing in the beginning. In verse 3, he was actually seeking the Lord, confessing his sin, praying.
Amen.
And later on in verse 5, he's confessing the sins of Jerusalem and praying for Jerusalem. Later on in the chapter, up in, I guess it's like verse 20, 21, Gabriel actually came to Daniel and said, you know, God's heard your prayers, and I've come to bring you understanding. So we're not going to understand it all. But he tells him, and I agree with you, Carl, that the 70 weeks in Daniel, I believe, are talking about the tribulation. Now, personally, I believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. But I've told you before that I believe in the great tribulation rapture of the church. Now, that's not to say that believers aren't going to go through some hard times, troubles, Amen. Tribulations, and maybe have to stand up and say, when they're confronted, to say, I'll deny you, I'm not denying God, and give your life for it. But even at that point, I don't believe that it's going to be anything in comparison to the tribulation that the Bible talks about. It will pale in comparison. The thing that I find comforting is that if that time comes for me, that I'll be like Stephen, that I'll be given the grace of God to be able to look up and tell the world that's persecuting and killing me, I see Jesus. You know, I mean, it's a time coming, guys, when we're going to have to get real. We're going to have to know who we believe and why we believe him and actually look at this book and know that God says, let God be true and every man a liar. We need to trust him and not believe any man for the sake of him being our pastor or our father or our brother or some great minister. You know, we can use what they give to us and teach us as long as it lines up with God's word and we're trusting what the word says and not what the man says. We're sinful people. We fail daily. Anyway, what I wanted to get on to...
You know, John, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to get on to with regards to the book of Daniel, you know, I believe personally that after Daniel received the vision and the understanding, that it was sealed for a time, that it was not going to be understood until a certain time had gone by, till the need arose. And I believe that right now the book of Daniel, as well as the book of Joel, is being revealed to people, not just in the U.S. where we've had Christianity since the foundation of this nation, but I'm looking for a spiritual revival in Iraq and Iran and Persia and then all throughout the Middle East. You know, God promised Abraham that he would bless Ishmael. Now, Ishmael's been a lot of trouble throughout this world. But if God is a God of compassion and he loves us all equally, I believe there's going to come a time when he's going to reveal himself to people of the Muslim faith, especially. Not that they're all going to be saved. If he did that, then he'd be a respecter of persons. That would make him a liar. Any more than for me to say that all the Jews are going to go to heaven. Well, that's foolishness. They're not all going to heaven unless they come through Christ.
Amen, brother. You got it. Hey, you know, you mentioned Stephen. And one thing that always amazes me about Stephen is that he had just preached a great message. And all of a sudden, here he is. They stop up their ears and they're running on him to stone him to death. And he looks up and he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Now, it's amazing because Jesus is normally seated. For Stephen, he stood, and I believe for every martyr that is martyred, and in China, there's just multitudes of martyrs, millions of people that have been martyred since the communists took over. All of a sudden, I believe Jesus is standing for every one of them. And, well, here's in other parts of the world.
Here's another thing that I look at, Ken and Carl both. You know, if we're to be like Jesus Christ, I mean, that's our goal. We fail, but if we're to be like him, he tells us how to love our wives. You know, that we would be willing to give our life for her, that we would do whatever it took for our, you know, for our wife. That's our bride. And if the church, not the people sitting in the pews, but those that really know Jesus Christ personally. If we're the bride of Christ, I liken it this way. Ken, you asked, you know, why are we any different? Well, I don't believe that we're going to escape persecution. But I'll tell you that if I knew a time was coming, and I don't care where I was at on this earth, if I knew a time was coming where my wife was going to be in great trouble, in great hurt, in great pain, I would go to her anywhere, any way possible, and I would do my best to take her from it, to spare her from it. And if we're the bride of Christ, how is he any different? How can he not have the love that we, and we can't love, you know, a speck of what God loves us, Lord Jesus Christ loves us. And if we would run to our bride and take our bride out from hard times or trouble, I don't believe Christ is going to, like you said, we're not appointed under wrath. He will make a way to escape, and his name's Jesus. I believe he's coming to get us before things really, really get rough. I mean, we've had martyrs for a couple thousand years now. We hear stories, and we wonder, how could he do that? How could they go through what they went through? And I don't know how they did it. I just know that God's grace is sufficient. If the time comes for John in Tennessee, I believe with all my heart he's going to make a way where I'll be able to do it boldly, with a smile on my face, with love in my heart for those that are taking my life. That, you know, he's able to do all that we need. He's able to be all that we need. If we need grace, if we need peace, if we need, security, he'll do it. He can't lie.
You know, John, that's where we need to be. He says to present your body a living sacrifice, but we need to be in that position where it doesn't matter whether it's what happens. We are in the cleft of the rock. We are in his hand. We belong to him. And that is greater than any wealth you can accumulate, the things that we hoard up and put away and all this kind of stuff. Yes, we need some of those things.
Well, does it sound crazy, Carl? Because his word says that he will give us, here's a crazy man telling you, because I'm a fool for Christ and want to die that way. But he says that he will give us a peace that passes understanding. I mean, the world cannot understand that. There's things that I say as a Christian that I'm a kook, but the Bible also tells us that people, you know, things of God are spiritually discerned, and it's foolishness to those that aren't his. So are we going to be fools? Yeah. In the eyes of the world, we've fallen on our head. We've taken leave of our senses because we have a personal relationship and experience with this man, Jesus, Carl, that literally, I believe, amen, if I hadn't met him, I'd be in hell. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'd be dead already. But for whatever reason, he took me and changed my life in a matter of seconds. And how can I not open my mouth and give testimony to that, live or die? I'll listen. Thank
John,
you for letting
me. That's exactly where we're at right now, is the fact that and what we've been talking about on the program here is that we need to be witnesses. We need to open our mouth. We need to, washing machine, if you take that agitator out of the middle of it, that thing out of the middle, and you put your clothes and your soap and your water in there, your clothes will not get clean. Brother, we need to be agitators. We need to make people feel uncomfortable. And I know that flies in the face of the name it, claim it, blab it, and grab it theology that's out here. It's amazing. But we need to be agitators. Nathan stood up and said, "Thou art the man," when he pointed to King David. We need to have that kind of thing. And we need to be able to do that. Somebody needed to stand up and point at these the political leaders we have and say, "Thou art the man. You people have gone completely away from all the principles that this nation was founded upon. The Constitution, we might as well give it to the Iraqis because we don't use it anymore. We might as well give them the Bill of Rights because we don't use them anymore. You know, I'm for standing up and getting that ground back somehow, some way. I'm on a soapbox right now. I'm not standing on the table, but I'm on a soapbox. Ken, have you got a comment on this? I appreciate what John has.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're in our last segment. Ken Updegrove, why don't you give your website, and then I want to let Ken Little really wrap up what we've talked about today. And so give your website and kind of finish that you were talking about, unless...